For his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with harp and lyre, praise him with timbrel and dancing, praise him with stringed instruments and pipe, praise him with loud cymbals, praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this morning. Thank you for bringing us here today. And just having this opportunity, this time to, you know, to pray, to get right with you, to hear your word, and just to be able to be ministered by you. I pray that God today, that as you are here in this place, that God, that you would use me just to be able to share something that's on my heart with the people, something that would bless them, Lord God, that would speak to them. Help me speak with clarity, and let me just be able to really deliver the word today in an effective manner. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So today, I wanted to share on the topic of praise. And this is actually something that was on my heart since a couple of weeks ago during my QT. And while I was writing in my journal, while I was like kind of praying and thinking about God and stuff, this sudden random thought came to my mind. This thought just out of nowhere, it just came into my mind, and it was this. The thought was, I've forgotten to praise lately, which is in itself a very, you know, it's a very weird thought to have, right? I mean, it's not, you know, it's the first time I ever had a thought like that, and, you know, I don't think we as Christians really think that, you know, like, I mean, nobody ever thinks like, oh, I haven't praised enough, or, you know, I need to praise more, right? It's like, who thinks those kinds of thoughts? I mean, I've never thought that before. I mean, most of the times, you know, if we are thinking in those kinds of contexts, usually we're like, oh, I need to pray more, right? I need to pray more. I haven't prayed enough. I haven't been praying lately. And, you know, I mean, and it's true, right? I mean, the reason why we say those things is because prayer life is very, very important, right? They say that prayer demonstrates that we have a relationship with him. We use prayer as a means to communicate with God. We talk to him. We share with him. You know, we open up our thoughts and we, you know, we pour out our feelings towards him. And in that way, as we develop an intimacy, that's having a relationship with God. And so it's really important. And I think Pastor Sam says it, but, you know, if we don't pray, then there's really something fundamentally wrong in our spiritual walk. In that same way, praise is just as important. Okay, I mean, praise is a very important aspect, essence, and part of our lives. And, you know, I mean, all throughout the Bible, you see people praising God. You have the book of Psalms where David, King David, you know, majority of it, you see him, he's talking, and he's just praising God constantly, day and night. And so this is how I see it, right? Prayer, like I said before, demonstrates a relationship with God. Praise, on the other hand, I think demonstrates a dependency and a trust in God. And what I mean by that is like this. It goes, praise recognizes, it acknowledges, it affirms, and it appreciates who God is and what he has done. Right? It declares that he is great and worthy, and without him, we are nothing. Okay? And, right, so, yeah. So, I mean, prayer demonstrates a relationship. Praise demonstrates a dependency and a trust in him. And so it's important. And if I had to define what praise means, I guess, I was thinking about how could I define it in the best possible way. And I guess the only thing I could think of was positive reinforcement, which is a very worldly term to use. But, you know, it's true, right? I mean, like, when you're praising God, what you're doing is essentially you're saying things about him, to him, that is in line to what he teaches us through the Bible and through his word. And so, you know, I think, you know, praising's awesome because you're like, yeah, God, you're great, you're awesome. It's just reinforcing the positive things of who he is and what he does. Okay? And, you know, it's also important to share that, you know, praising is not just about singing, right? I think it's more than that. A lot of us, I think, we associate praise a lot with singing. I think even, you know, like even when I first started sharing, I said, you know, I've forgotten to praise lately. Some of you guys might have been thinking, oh, he hasn't been worshiping or he hasn't been singing lately. But, you know, praise is more than just that, more than just singing a song of worship to him. Because, you know, worship and singing is just a form of expression of praise, but it's not praise itself. Right? I mean, I love worship and everything, and singing songs is great. But, you know, praise is more than that. And similarly, praise is more than just saying thank you. Right? I mean, we often use the word praise God, you know, like, oh, I'm healed. Oh, praise God, you know. Oh, I got a new job. Oh, praise God. You know, things, weather's not, oh, actually, weather's not nice today. Office work is great. Oh, praise God. So sometimes we tend to think of praise as a way of saying, you know, as a response to something good that happens. But again, praise is just more than that. It's not circumstantially based, and it's not a response to good things that happen to us. So an active praising life is as essential as a praying life. Okay, both are needed in our Christian walk. And just as we need to be praying constantly, we need to be praising constantly. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So again, praise, extremely important part of our Christian walk. And here are some of the things that happen when we praise, okay? The first thing that happens is we're reminded of the greatness of God, right? As we're praising God, as we're saying things about him, that is what we read in the Bible, as we're saying things about who he is and what he's done, what we're doing is we are remembering who God is, okay? And then by doing that, usually what happens is the focus turns away from anything that we see or anything that we experience around us, and we just start focusing on God. And I'll give an example about that afterwards. And what happens is, as we're reminded of the greatness of God, what happens is our faith is strengthened as well. We start, you know, like, because as we're praising him, I said it's a dependency and it's a trust in God. As we are praising him, as we're praising his name, as we're exalting him, what happens is our trust and our dependency is growing. And through that, our faith is increased. And finally, as we praise God, he inhabits the atmosphere around you. Psalm 22:3 says, God inhabits the atmosphere of praise. And as we praise God, as we praise God, he comes and we're able to experience a clear manifestation of his blessings and his grace. Okay? And so, you know, so to give an example of this, how praising is important, let me just, like, let's say hypothetically in a situation where, you know, there's like some difficulties at home, maybe financial struggles, or you're in the workplace and you're having a difficulty situation there with coworkers and stuff like that. You know, being the good Christian that you are, the natural, you know, thing to do at that point is to pray. And so, you know, you pray, you're like talking to God, you're like, man, God, I'm in this situation. You know, I don't know what to do. Things suck right now. I don't know how to deal with this person. I don't know how I'm going to be able to find a good job to support my parents, whatever. So you start communicating with God and through prayer. And at some point, what happens is I think as we're praying, we should shift into this mode of praising God. And so what we do is we start praising God and we start proclaiming things of who he is and what he's done. So we start, you know, so more so than just saying what's going on in the situation around you, but then you start moving into, you know, start your prayers start moving into things like, oh, but you know, God, you are good. God, you're Jehovah Jireh. You're the Lord, you're the provider. And you're the one who provides my every need. You know, I heard Janie spoke on yesterday, Matthew, about, you know, God providing food for birds and things. He'll take care of you. Do not worry. I mean, you know, you start saying all those things about who he is. And what happens is that you're focused starts turning away from the circumstances and the situation that you see around you. And what happens is you start just looking at God. Because all you're doing now is you're just proclaiming who God is. You're saying things about him. That's what's written in the Bible. And when you do that, you know, not only are you turning your focus away from the circumstantial things, but you're also starting to get a God's perspective of everything. And you're starting to remember, yeah, this is who God is, right? God is not a guy who's going to put me in a poor situation. God is not going to be a guy who puts me in difficult relationships, right? God is a loving God. God is a God who can provide. That is who God is. And so even if my circumstances or my situation around me sucks, even though if the things around me is not going well, you know, that's not who God is. God is, I mean, that has nothing to do with who God is. And so I can still praise Him. I can still praise Him even in the midst of those situations. And, you know, and then as you're doing that, the third thing happens, right? He inhabits the atmosphere around you. And as you continually focus on God, as you continually praise Him, then eventually, you know, God will release the blessings. He'll come and He'll restore what's going on around you in your life. So, all to say, like, we need to praise more. And it's a very funny statement to say, because, you know, again, we focus a lot in our Christian walk about praying, right? We say, pray, you gotta pray. You know, it's a barometer of our spiritual life. Are you praying? Are you praying? Right? I think at the same flip side, we gotta also be asking ourselves, are we praising God, right? Are we really praising God? Are we exalting His name? Right? Because that's also a very good barometer of our spiritual walk, too. Because when things are rough, right? Are you praising Him even in the midst of it? If the weather sucks outside, if it's really dark and gloomy, are you still inside still praising God? Or are you kind of thinking, oh man, my weekend's ruined? Right? So we need to start praising more. And, you know, praising Him more than just through singing. Praising Him more than just by expressing our gratitude. I mean, those things are good too. And, you know, singing songs and praising and worshiping, that's one of the easiest forms, I think, of lifting up our praises to Him, which is probably why in the Bible you see them closely associated so much. But beyond that, we need to just get in the habit of saying things like, God, you're so smart. You know, God, you're so clever. I don't mean the same thing, but it's early in the morning. But you know what I mean? Like, we have to start getting into that mindset, and we have to start really just exalting things about Him that are just Him. Right? Like, if I'm praising Solomon, right? I'm not just praising Him when He does something good. I'm not like, wow, Saul, you sang great today. You are awesome, right? You know, if I'm praising Saul, I'm praising Him for everything that He does. I'm like, Saul, you're nice. You're a great guy. You're tall. You have a great talent. You know, like, that's the kind of praise I think, you know, that's the kind of habit we should develop in our walk, right? A constant mode of praise. So, yeah, that's just it. That's all I want to share today. So why don't we take this time just to close our eyes, and as Solomon comes up to use his talents, why don't we just take some time just to, you know, just to praise Him, you know? All right, and as we close our eyes and we think about God, and as we prepare to pray and to worship, let's start praising God for who He is and what He's done, right? That may sound weird, you know, just start lifting up characteristics about Him. And it's going to feel weird because we don't really do it all that much. Like, we do it sporadically here and there and stuff. But, you know, why not just give it a shot? And then, you know, if I could just give you a tip on how to praise Him differently a little bit. Try starting your sentences with "you are," you know, like, God, you are blank, right? Because usually our praises starts with "thank you, God, for da 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 da," or "I worship you, God." But let's just try this time during our prayers just saying things like, God, you are great. God, you love me. God, you are my Savior. God, you redeem situations. God, you created the heavens and the earth. God, you created my job. God, you gave me the friends that I have. God, you're caring. You're compassionate. All these things. So let's just take some time to do that. And then I guess that's all you could lead in worship. Why don't we move to our group prayer focus for today? Let's pray for our local ministries. Let's pray for the local churches and the outreaches that Sophia leads at our church. Let's lift up YWAM Hong Kong, Sports Services International, Shanti Ministry led by Godwin. Let's pray for Face-to-Face Ministries and Jimmy Stewart, who leads that. For Jingxing College, Feed the Hungry, and Christian Solidarity Worldwide. Let's also lift up the SP ministries that we have. We have the worship team with Pastor Nate, Chris Lee, and Sam Ling. The welcoming team, I think Soyeon and Hannah Huang leads those ministries. The men and women's ministries, I think John still leads the men's one for now, although they're still trying to find leaders to run both of those ministries, so maybe you can lift that up in your prayer times. Local outreach again for Sophia. Let's also pray for the house churches that are meeting this tonight and this weekend, for McCain House Church, for Jimmy and Boyang, who'll be leading tonight, and for Chris, Amy, and Pastor Sam Kim, who'll be leading the Beijing House Church on Sunday. Let's lift up all the the activities this weekend. I think there are a lot of there's IP meeting that's going to happen on Saturdays. I think GIC might be meeting tonight, I'm not sure. But there's also a lot of meetings that are happening on Sunday. There's an elders meeting. Please lift that up. And if you can also pray for, obviously, Noah's Ark, our kids. Pray for the services, the 11 a.m., the 10 a.m., as well as the 2 p.m. Pray for a youth group. Oh, sorry, there's also a youth group tonight. Please pray for Pastor Nate and all the other leaders who will be teaching. And lastly, of course, please remember the SP move in your prayers as well. There hasn't been any new progress on that. I think we're still trying to figure out our accounting side first. That's a big one right now, so if you can pray for that, that'd be great too. So yeah, let's pray. Pray that God, that you would just really help us, and that you would remind us just to be able to offer up a constant mode of praise to you, Jesus Father. We pray that God, that as every single one of us leaves this place, that Jesus, that we remember who you are, that we would remember what you have done, and that God, that as we, we would sing praises to you, we would lift up thankful hearts to you, but beyond that, Lord God Father, we would just also continually exalt your name and just praise your name as well. I pray for every single one of my brothers and sisters that are here today. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bless them, Lord God, Father, as they go about the day. I pray, Holy Spirit, that God, that, you know, even as they're out there, you know, doing their thing, I pray, Holy Spirit, would you just reveal yourself to them, Lord Jesus. Let them know you are there. Show them in a new way. And God, Father, I pray that today, Lord Jesus, that they would have a holy encounter with you. So we thank you, God, Father. We pray, would you just, clear up the weather and let it not dampen our hearts. And yeah, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you. And please feel free to have your own personal time in prayer.